There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yes. So first we will talk a little bit about the forensic toxicology. And this is a very unique and specific field. You need to be well prepared by science generally, like chemistry, pharmacy, or biology, or biochemistry. So this license can make you easy to understand the nature of poison, toxin, and drug, which is drug of abuse, or drug with many sources like natural narcotics or synthetic narcotics, and so on. The target of toxicology to understand the effect in the body and how the body can fight against those toxins or those poison or those drugs. And sometimes the amount and the dose of those exogenous compound given can be high, so the body cannot resist. And then come the story of death due to overdose and so on. So we are really ready to investigate either by living person in case of a drug of abuse or any new design drug where enter the city, and we are monitoring everything. In addition, we can explain also if there is any toxic effect, chronic or acute, and we can interpret our result whether, for example, in the post-mortem cases, whether the death is due to a high dose or not. So we are really scientifically well prepared. And we have a staff of more than 12 scientists in the forensic toxicology, as well as another 24 in the chemistry. So we are well prepared, and tools and material, and therefore there is no even doubt that we are not able to detect any new design drug or new poison, whatever the source is.
Your particular field, forensic toxicology, yes. There is a lot more being covered at this conference, from forensic medicine, anthropology, odontology, chemistry, nursing, etc. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I understand the words, but I'm not absolutely sure how they apply in a forensic context. What you're trying to do is to tackle really minute details to pick up on the tiniest speck of evidence, which is why this is so fascinating. But you're looking to the future, things that we haven't yet seen. What I'd like to do is ask you for some examples to put this into context.
Okay, so Dubai actually, and the forensic lab in Dubai, is the age of 36 years old.
Right.
And we actually started in 1981 as a small lab, but now it's extended to be an international laboratory who can cover all the discipline of forensic science. So we have scientific people in many fields of forensic and related science to forensic, like forensic medicine. We have forensic odontology. We have forensic entomology. We study the insect. We do the job of fingerprinting with all systems. We do the job of biology, molecular biology, DNA, RNA, and so on. We do also the trace evidence, the fire debris analysis. We do like the voice analysis, cybercrime, forensic digital, gait, biometrics, human synth, all the related physical evidence which might collected at the crime scene can be investigated and analyzed at the forensic lab throughout our forensic scientists. And our meeting or our conference, it is something like an international tribune in the world to see we are not only doing a classic work as a lab, we do also academic research. We present the top what we have in Dubai, and we mix our exchange knowledge with all of the world. So in this meeting is more than 46 invited speaker from the whole of the world. They came to Dubai and to give some talk or to exchange their experience. We are a partner with many international organizations like the American Academy of Forensic Science, the Australian and New Zealand Forensic Science Society, with the International Association of Forensic Toxicology, and so on. So in this field, Dubai now in the region and the area is guiding and pioneer to go through science and where the science can only serve justice. So everybody living in Dubai and in the UAE generally has to feel happy and safe that everything should go through science and every evidence should be perfectly analyzed based on the international standard in all of the fields of forensic science. So our lab, we serve here the 200 and plus nationalities in Dubai at least and the North Emirates with a standard goes to the international. So we are accredited by the organization. Our staff are well educated and we are ready for any kind of crime, either related to the old classic procedures or even we go beyond the limit and we like estimate the type of crime in future. They call it like innovation and looking for the future, how could be the crime. For example, we are preparing a special lab how the 3D printers can produce any tools or any material that might commit a crime or any technical error might happen due to those printers. Therefore, we have a forensic engineering system, and the forensic engineering staff are ready to investigate and to explain the root cause analysis of any failure or defect might happen. So we are the only one in the region do this job, and therefore we are really, really advanced compared to the other forensic lab in the area and in the region.
So it is a state-of-the-art laboratory at Dubai Police. One of the things we hear regularly about are news reports that detail success or the lack of success more often than not in forged documentation, say checks or ID documents like passports, for example. Yes. You go through cases like this all the time, forged documentation as a regular process in your work, of course, but it's become increasingly difficult, hasn't it, to forge documents to make them look authentic. Just how hard is it to tell forged documents from unforged documents, in your experience?
In my experience and up to my knowledge, we have really established a section and department for the fraud question document, they call it, and we are well prepared to investigate all of the official documents like passport, ID, credit cards, driving license, and so on. But we go also to support most of the international partners, like we are checking the visas and the kind of resident visas and, for example, educational certificate like PhD career certificate or master. So we do all of this fraud in document as well as in currency. But now we are really prepared for something after. I mean, if the faking happened electronically, I mean, like the e-signature or the electronic sign by some check or document or bank account and so on. And therefore, in our meeting, we have some colleague, they came from UK, and they will have something to talk about the new trend of faking some cyber signature or some like electronic signature in some document. Mm. And this is something that we are we might facing in future, so we have to be ready for this and we will prepare our stuff. But usually all the type of investigation of document or currency or like some goods are done by our staff here. We are well trained and prepared technically and knowledge to investigate any document or any material might be like frauded or faked or enter the country with the wrong way.
Do we need more forensic experts here? How many police officers are being trained? I mean, clearly we have a population of 200 plus nationalities. All kinds of issues, I suppose, are thrown up when you have that many people together in one city like Dubai. How do you attract people into the area of forensic toxicology, forensic medicine, forensic anything when it comes to fighting crime?
Yes. We are thinking very, very positive and very innovative. We are sponsoring, Dubai Police has a scholarship for the top student from the secondary school to be scholarship by Dubai Police. And we are sending those students to study either in the country here or outside abroad in many different science related to forensic. and we are covering also their postgraduate study like master's degree or PhD. So in this part, we are preparing like the second and third line or second and third generation of scientists who might need it to increase our capacity here and to produce more faster and excellent services. And therefore, we have a Dubai Police Crime Investigation Department here, the crime lab. We are a total of 630 plus of scientists, crime scene officers, quality manager, and administrative and technician, forensic medicines, and so on. But we still have more than 100 students. They are now in their study who will join us in the next future years. And we have planned till 2030 how many students we need as bachelor degree career or master degree or PhD in the field of forensic. So we are preparing not only the technology and the century building of laboratory, we are preparing also the human resource, and we prepare our scientists from the local, from the nations of UAE to be internationally recognized and accredited to do the job as a forensic scientist.
Final question for you, Dr. Fouad. It yes. is a fascinating field. There are so many different questions bubbling through my brain at the moment. But what led you into the profession? What made you think, I want to be a forensic toxicologist?
Oh, this is a very good. Once I studied 30 years ago pharmacy. And they said, okay, pharmacy, just sitting in the pharmacy and spending medicine and explain, this is not equivalent to my hard 5 years and research I've done. So I think how I can use my science in something different way. So I said, okay, once a human being can use medicine for therapy, he can use also medicine to be harmed. I mean, like overdose or abuse or misuse and so on. Yeah. And then I go think how I can help justice with my knowledge to explain the cause of death or the overdose for a regular pharmaceutical product like medicine, or if there's any other toxic gases or toxic material or toxic plant or animal product which might be poison. And then I came in this interest that I can do more job and better job and will serve the police to solve many crimes. And then I feel now very happy to go in this way. And therefore, we have a lot of universities like the American University in Sharjah. They are doing now a special course of forensic toxicology and forensic chemistry. And therefore, we attract students to go and work with us here in this field, which is very unique and very difficult field.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.